Oh, do you? I was going to ask, if you did this and if you weren't, I would like to ask you, if it's not too voluminous, for the historical purpose that it brings me here.
Let me just say a word on that. I have turned over all of Thomas Smith's papers to the historical collection in Ann Arbor. Before he died, Talbot asked me to review his papers and to put them in the hands of the historical collection. I plan to do the same thing with my papers. With them will go this analysis that I'm doing. It simply shows how many cases each of us wrote, how many we presented in, how many we wrote to the court, what the divisions were. I have an analysis of I found the subject matter as well. But it's interesting to me, and I thought that my children would be interested someday.
Well, I get the sense that in other places, now I, let's say, California, a lot of turmoil out there. But in, I think it was the June issue of the California, I think it's called the California Bar, the Bar Association of Publications, there is a very analytical, systematically handled article about the performance of the Supreme Court in the preceding year that went into the output of the various justices by name, the number of dissents, how they swung together on certain issues.
We used to do that here in Michigan, the Wayne University Law School Law Review. Published every year a statistical analysis of the distribution of votes in Michigan Supreme Court. And it began doing that for the Court of Appeals for the first couple of years of the Court of Appeals. And then it suddenly stopped doing it.
Did it also stop for the Supreme Court?
Yes. I don't know why, but I haven't seen it in years. Jerry Cummins' brother Maurice, who was then and may still be a faculty member at the law school, Wayne Law School, has done some work on the statistical analysis of the court's work, and he has he's a very sensitive. A very able observer of the Supreme Court. Someone else has done extensive work along those lines. He's a political scientist from Michigan State. His name escapes me at the moment, but he's well known and highly regarded. I don't regard him too highly.
You don't mean the Supreme Court of the United States, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I know him.
He has analyzed not only the U.S. Supreme Court, but many years ago he undertook to explain the decisions of the Michigan Supreme Court, who appeared just prior to my going there, in a way which I thought, frankly, was intellectually dishonest. He characterized the court's decisions as purely political, showing a division between Democrats and Republicans on the court. And in order to accomplish that, he had to classify some Democrats as old-line Democrats and some Democrats as liberal in order to justify the conclusion he reached. And I just thought that it was a perversion of the use of statistics.
When we think about it, I mean, ask people to stay in prison because of the condition of the association for that. We have not always said that once.
Yeah.
I asked Otis Smith for somewhat the same as to his platform. And he said, well, when I ran in 66, he was together, and yet he didn't give me much hope that I was ever going to see him. And I, because I think he just didn't know where, you know, he's moved a couple of times. And then I called his law clerk, his former law clerk. Mike Stafford, and I asked him if he could help me. Well, he was very obliging over the phone, but I don't really know whether to expect any, that he had had reason to keep that. That's part of the tragedy of this whole business.
Well, I think that keeps. I do have it here. I have it right here.
You know, I
oh, do you?
Yeah. I had occasion to write Mary Coleman, who trying to set up a date in January. And she reacted in sort of voice I alarmed. She said, I've given all my stuff away. He let books to the Belmont County Library and so on. And so now I'm trying to gather together a few limited things to jog our memories.